gonna do this with now. Oh shit, is that Colin? Hey Colin, what's up, dude?
Yo, dude, didn't expect to see you here. Pretty fuck. God damn it, I left work again with my god damn bar rag on my backside. Alright, so hey, do you need a towel for anything?
Yeah, I could actually use one because I just spilled my old fashioned.
Alright, well then I guess it works out.
Hey, welcome to Eastern Plastered, a podcast about cooks by cooks with one of my favorite bartenders.
Hey, alright, I am no cook. I do like to make things, but are you cool if I chill? I want to hang out.
As long as you make me an old fashioned with no cherry, we're good.
Then done. Let's go. All right. Like I'm here to stay. Let's have it. Let's party.
All right. So, with that being said, did you research any of the health inspector like nightmare stories you have, or do you have anything with the SLA?
I have so many fucking stories. It's like, as you know, I used to manage like $1 million restaurant, so I had to go through all of that. Like, I would assume in your job you have like a button that a server or bartender could push and send to the kitchen ticket to know just like, oh shit, fucking they're here. Do you have one of those, like a fire 100 button or something like that?
We do. It depends on the modifier. Like, if I see like, I see tickets come in all the fucking time, but if I hear a take, like, a single order come in, and I just hear it, and I see red on the ticket, I'm like, okay, that motherfucker's got a modifier. Like, I'm gonna fucking hate this order, but I'm gonna fucking do it.
Well, oh, no. I hate it. I'm talking about, like, do you have, like, a button in your guys' POS that notifies the kitchen that the DOH is coming to the kitchen?
Oh no, fuck, I wish we did. That would be very nice. Honestly, it's just hushed tones. Like someone, like the chef, and I use that term very loosely, comes to the fucking kitchen and is like, oh, health inspectors are here. And I'm like, okay, like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, all my shit's clean. I have a fucking sandy bucket. Like, the can opener is one of the biggest things. Like,
oh, really?
They come in and just fucking, yeah, no, a can opener. That's a huge, like critical thing for kitchen shit. Like, they'll come in and look at the fucking can opener, like, oh, that's dirty. Like, that's a critical kind of fucking thing.
I would have never guessed that. Yeah, we.
You know, what is on? Okay, so I know you guys have to deal with like, I forget what it was, like FLA or something.
State Liquor Authority. Oof. It's fucking.
What? Okay, what are their standards?
Their standards are just making sure that we have our up to date, like, license. That's pretty much all that they do. But because, like, legally, If I run out of, like, I don't know, Tito's, and I need to go, I go to a liquor store and I just buy a couple bottles, I can't legally do that, but that's something that people do across the board. Like, because you might not get your liquor ordered until Wednesday. So everyone fucking does that. But that's very illegal, just so you know. They just come in, make sure that we are up to date. And it's so annoying. And I looked into liquor licenses here in New York in comparison to Nebraska. And in Nebraska, it's like, you pretty much, there's one liquor license. You either can serve it or you can't. That's it. Here, there are so many different levels. And COVID has kind of like fucked those, because it's like, you can have a 2 a.m. liquor license that's only beer and wine. You can have a 4 a.m. that's full liquor. You can have a 2 a.m. that's full liquor. Like, so many different fucking levels of bullshit and nonsense, and it's so goddamn annoying. It's very frustrating.
You, you guys stay awake till, like, you guys can serve till 4 in New York?
Normally, yes. Right now, no. Which,
okay,
is
that because of COVID?
Yes, that's a COVID thing.
Like, right. Oh, we have to shut down the team now.
Right now, we can only stay open until midnight. Well, as of Monday, we can stay open until midnight, yes.
Get the fuck out of here. I mean, that's
I mean, it doesn't really
That
affect me
has
that
to.
much because I'm just like a daytime bartender now. But yeah, it's frustrating.
Oh, hey, Noah.
Oh, she's out here hanging out.
Sorry.
All good.
But
But
no, like, fucking. Okay, so does that affect your night? Like, being only open till like midnight? Like, what do you do in New York City after midnight?
well, I feel like I haven't
Because
really
there has to
done
be some
anything.
kind
Like
of spot you get, like.
I feel like the past year I haven't really done much anyway because of, you know, COVID. But I'm fully vaxxed now, so now I'm feeling like froggy and like, ooh, let's get fucking weird. But I'm still being safe, you know, wearing a mask and doing all that bullshit.
As you should.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm not gonna stop, but like it definitely when I got that second shot, I was just like, hoo-hoo, what am I gonna do with myself? All right. Like
I'm back to the wax, baby. Let's go.
so yeah, I mean unless I happen to have to work like a 12-hour day, I'm usually home by 11. Like,
Really?
yeah.
Even man. Okay, so maybe this is just my own like weird like conception of like bartenders in New York. Like, man, like I thought y'all motherfuckers would be out to like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, because I know that in certain cities like Chicago, I've been okay. So when I went to Chicago, those bars still close till fucking 4 in the morning.
I mean, back
That
in
shit, I was just like, fucking what?
when I first moved here,
In
it
there.
was a learning curve of just like, because like back home, like we would drink at a bar until 2, and then we'd usually go to a house party. Like I'd go to your place, and we would drink until like 6. But it's a different mindset where you can just be in a bar until 4. Like it's a you have to learn how to do that. It's exhausting, but you figure it out. And like I'm getting off work at 2, so it's like I got a couple hours I can go hang out at the bar. I usually know the bartenders, so when they're shutting down, they lock the doors. I'm still hanging out. Yeah, so it was I don't even know if I could sit in a bar until 4 a.m. right now.
Okay, so back on the topic of like we're like you have to deal with like SLA or whatever the fuck that is, like
State Liquor Authority, fucking
yes, thank
DOH,
you.
Department of Health, fucking fire department coming in. I went through all of these this past week. Every single one. It was fucking ex so
The
annoying.
past week?
Yes.
Jesus.
They're, well, because
Okay, best worst interaction.
best interaction, which I don't know how this happened, but we got like a tip that DOH was coming in. And, like, we were already in pretty good shape and like cleanliness and everything, but it allowed us to like really like double back and make sure that we were completely going 100. So that's like best case scenario. Because a lot of times when I was running the old restaurant, if DOH was on the street, every bar on that street would notify the other bars of just like, yo, DOH is they're here now, be ready. I really haven't had like
So
a
it's like
bad
community
experience.
service.
Yeah, like I haven't had a bad experience with DOH, but it's definitely it's a, no matter what, it's a taxing experience. When they're coming through, it's fucking exhausting because you're on your toes constantly. Even if you think that like you're 100% and ready to go, you're still like all nerves, especially when like when I was managing, 'cause now I'm not managing, but I still like I take my job very close to heart, like that I take care of that place. But it's, oh my God. It's, when I worked at the old place, like there was quite a few steps in between the front door and the kitchen. Like it would take you a good amount of time to get there. So if they walked in the front door, I had time to tell the kitchen via POS and then also just get down there and be like, fucking DOH is here. Get your shit together. Like,
Yo. No, I mean, obviously, but you had like fucking decent staff, like who knew,
oh, yeah.
oh shit, they're here. Fuck, corporate's here. Act like go change your sandy bucket kind of fucking thing. Like,
Yeah.
they're here.
And I one of my favorite things is that people are so concerned with, and I always have fresh Sani in my buckets. Very good about that. But I love it when people are like, "How are they gonna know that it's not fresh Sani?" And I was like, "Is it clear water? Then they probably won't know how long it's been sitting there, so you're fine."
Can you see to the bottom of it? Do they have strips? No. Okay, so I used Okay, so when I worked for the same corporate kitchen that we used to both work for, I had a iPad. I used to fucking pull up, like, okay, I had to fucking test like Sani strips. Like,
Really?
oh shit, is that in line? Cool. pH balance? Cool. That's fucking good. Now I'm just like, oh, all right. A health inspector shows up. I'm just like, yeah, I just changed that 4 hours ago. I'm like, it's
Oh yeah.
fine. I'm gonna change it in 30 minutes, kind of thing.
All of that stuff is so minute and so hard to really track unless like you come in with a strip testing kit. And if you're doing that, get the fuck out of here. Like, come on.
You're a
Yeah,
corporate chef with testing strips. Get the fuck out of here.
I went through this last inspection and like went through everything with the dude, and I don't think that that bar has ever looked so pristine since I've worked there. Like, that was the best day for it. And the guy walked through every single thing with me. And afterwards, he was like, "Hey, man, I'm glad to see that you guys are already on your stuff. Like, you guys are up to code on everything, blah, 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 blah. If this was a real inspection, because they're not starting those again until May, you guys would have an A." And I was like, "Oh, fuck yeah." I bought all of my staff beers. I like fucking did a round of shots with them. Like, we were fucking golden. And then I got the paperwork in and it fucking gave us a goddamn D. And I almost fucking went John Wick on this guy. I was like,
I once more saw him kill an inspector with a floater, with a fucking floater.
"What?" Oh, yeah, I got the paperwork in. I found the dude's name and I was like, this was well after I was done with my shift. I was home, I was drunk, so like, it's fine. But I was like looking at his name and I was like, do I have to call this motherfucker? Am I gonna have to choke a bitch?
Is Colin Ferguson gonna have to choke a bitch?
So that's like,
No, for real. Is that okay? Is that you're just a bartender now? Is that like your responsibility to have to deal with that, or are you just like, yeah, man, I just work here?
I no matter what position I'm in, I take like very much pride in my work, and like if that's coming in and it
Respect.
goes negatively, that even if it's not on me, that'll be on me. Like, I just fucking care about the spot, don't want to see anything go wrong. So even if I was just a bar back, and I don't mean just a bar back, because bar backs do great work,
Right.
yeah, but I no matter what, fucking, I
Yeah.
take that to heart. Like, that has to go good on me. Otherwise, what the fuck am I doing there? Like,
I mean, I get that. Like, and that's like super like respect. You know what I mean? Like, because if you're not working at a certain level and you're not trying to be, or like not trying to like fucking train people, or at least be like train people with a certain amount of respect, then like fucking honestly, what are you doing? Because this industry, it's unforgiving. Like, people don't give a shit about us. You know what I mean?
right. Like, there is a lot of love in this industry. There's also a lot of there's a lot of depression in this industry. So it's like we all got to take care of each other. Like, and like I was telling you last time, like I take care of my kitchen guys, and I work with this dude all the time right now. That's like,
100%.
he's my fucking dude. Like, he walks in, I'm like, whatever you need. He wants a pitcher of beer back there. Fucking, I don't care. You're gonna do your job. You're more trustworthy than most of the other people. Like, fucking, have whatever you
Right.
want. All right, have whatever you want. I have my days where I get like I had a day where I got a little too sauce last week, and yeah, no, that never happens with those guys ever. Sometimes it happens with me though.
Oh, no shit. Are you fucking okay? So, with that happening, are you just getting back into the thick of it, or
Oh
like,
yeah.
is that like,
It's the
yeah, I know,
fact
because
that
I mean, you guys were down with.
yeah, I went from 0 to 100 in like a week. Like I went from not working at all, just like doing my own creative bullshit, taking care of myself, and then to just like full bore, fucking 40, 50 hours a week behind a bar. I have to be this personality that's about party and about bringing people in, and it was rather difficult.
Okay, so with that being said, I have to ask you, do you feel the need to be like that person behind the bar, or is that just like your natural like modus operandi, arande,
I would say
Ariana Grande?
it's my natural Ariana Grande. It's kind of my natural self to like be that dude that you come to see at the bar. But this specific bar is it's a bit of a different beast. Because now we have
How
our
so?
well, we have our outdoor seating in the back, we have our outdoor seating in the front. So rather than just being behind a bar, because we still don't have bar seating. Like we're still at 50% capacity, so like I am walking
No
way
shit.
more
So you have a
steps.
couple booths and patio and shit?
Yep. So
Oof.
it's a lot more steps than I'm used to taking. And I also like the dude who worked the shift that I have before me, fucking set the bar super high. That dude was the fucking man, and I'm trying to reach that mantle and trying to like fucking keep those same people, and I'm doing a good job, but like. Oh man, it's tough, man. It's yeah.
That bad, huh? No shit. Jesus.
We keep getting off topic when we were supposed to talk about inspections,
Right. I mean, honestly, like, but I mean, honestly, that's the whole fucking welcome to the fucking fold.
Yeah.
It's
I'm not mad about
whatever,
it.
dude.
Like
Like, we
we're
have a,
hanging
like a
out.
loose shit. I do honestly. I did very little research about this episode, but I will tell you that I did have a fucking health inspection scare at this place. I used to work at downtown. Obviously, I don't name names about restaurants, but I was there for like 2 weeks. I
Oh
walk in
shit.
there, kitchen fucking dirty as shit. Like, it was, even I was just like, man, I've worked in dirty kitchens before. This is probably one of the dirtiest ones I've fucking worked in. I walked in and immediately my first day, I just started fucking cleaning. I was like, this is fucking gross. Like, I'm not doing this. Like, I don't want to work in these conditions. And then 2 months later, we got shut down by the Department of Health.
Shit. Is that the dirtiest kitchen you've ever worked in?
I've worked in dirtier runs.
What's
There's one that's a staple
yeah.
here that I
What's
won't fucking name. That
the
one was
dirtiest kitchen? I want to hear
deep.
that.
The dirtiest kitchen. Oh man, it's kind of a toss-up. I mean, because it was downtown, it was an old building,
Okay.
and obviously like. It's an old building, you know what I mean? They couldn't keep up like proper. I don't know if it was because of the cooks or if it was because the building itself, but the kitchen was fucking disgusting. Like, cooks weren't pulling shit out, scrubbing, cleaning. They had no idea what Dial soap was, which is pretty fucking standard. What?
It's gross. No,
Yeah, I know.
continue.
Right. It's fucking disgusting. And then the other one I worked at that is now closing, that is closed now, it's getting rebranded. A homie I used to work with wrapped like the oil lines and shit, or the gas lines in tinfoil. And he quit, and I went to go work there. And he goes, "Yeah, you see those tinfoil lines? I did that shit 3 years ago, and you're just now replacing them. And I'm
Yeah.
like, that's fucking gross.
Blech.
Fucking gross.
No.
Yep.
No.
I worked in the kitchen for like 2 months, and that was it. I was like, nope, can't do it.
That's
I'm
no.
out.
Nope.
Peace.
For the most part of every place that I've ever worked, I've always worked in like clean places. I had one job that I worked at in Port Chester, New York, that was this like little Italian place. The food was fucking bomb. And I just needed the job, and I got hired to be like a brunch bartender, essentially. And that bar was so disgusting. Just to give you like kind of an idea of this place, the people who owned it was a father and a son. The father was a former crooked cop that got out of the business and
Wait,
started
hold
owning
on. One more
nightclubs.
crooked cop?
Yes, he got out of the
Okay.
police business and started owning nightclubs. There's actually a movie based on him. I don't remember what it is, and I won't say it anyway, but he was a nice guy. He was like the type of dude who just likes to like tell stories, if that makes sense. And then his son, who was just like treating the place as if it was just like a clubhouse, like he would have his friends in all the time. He would not pay for a single goddamn thing, and he wouldn't even like tip us when he was coming through. Very frustrating man.
Get the fuck out of here, you
Yeah, no fucking joke. Very, very, very,
fucking
very
bitch.
frustrating. And they were trying to save money, so they decided to stop buying vodka, and they would start filling all of their prime vodka bottles with vodka, which is just like bottom of the barrel vodka. And I did that for them.
Like mix or some shit like that.
There, well, like the, no, it's just like literally just cheap vodka into a Belvedere bottle. And
Oh,
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah, I did that for them once, and I was very young at the time. And I was like, I refuse to do this again. And the bottles that they were using, like even the labels on it were like brown because they were that fucking old. Like, get the
Get
fuck out of here. I did
the
that for them once, and I was like, I
fuck
refuse
out
to.
of here, bro.
All of their lines were like,
Yo,
all
like,
of their beer lines were super old. Like, it was not a well-kept place, and it was just like a place for them just to fucking drink with their friends, and it was terrible. I got paid okay there, but I mostly got paid in the amount of booze that I just fucking drank when I was there.
yeah, we were drinking fucking brown label fucking Belvedere. Like, what? I want to know what they filled their shit up with. Was it like McCormick's or some shit like that, or?
It was vodka, which is like a bottom of the barrel vodka brand. Like, which it's not bad. And vodka's pretty similar across the board. I don't fucking know the difference from between like unless you're going like bottom of the barrel, it's pretty bad. But like fucking New Amsterdam compared to like Tito's, I don't really know the difference. But like Sea Ice or McCormick's, obviously
Yeah,
garbage.
I don't
So
know. I just don't.
I due to the pandemic, I picked up drinking vodka. It's a weird thing. I don't like it about myself, but now that's what I do.
I mean, at least you own it. Yeah, I
Yeah, like.
never think of the fucking pandemic vodka.
Oh, yeah, because I was drinking whiskey a lot for the beginning of it, and then I was like, you know what? I should probably save some money. And then I started drinking fucking New Amsterdam, and now I'm a vodka drinker. I mean, I still drink everything. Like, I'm a clear garbage person, but like, yeah.
Right. Man. Well, fuck. Is there anything else you want to fucking touch on before? Because we're at around 32 minutes.
I mean, not necessarily. I'm a looking at different things on my computer, and things are either happening or they're not, so that'll be a thing I have to figure out soon. Why is nothing responding on my computer? Fucking Christ. I'll deal with that later. Yeah, no, I think that pretty much settles it. Health inspections fucking suck, but also keep your fucking house clean. And
Right.
just do your goddamn job.
Yeah, fucking guess what? Clean as you go. It's a fucking thing. It's not a hard concept to fucking adhere to. Fucking pick up after yourself.
Yeah, like I work in buildings that are so fucking old. So old. And it's pretty fucking fine. Like, just keep yourself clean. Keep your place clean. Fill out your cleaning log. I don't know. Just don't be an asshole. And then I think you're good to go.
Right. All right, man. Well, with that being said, would you like to plug anything before we leave?
If you want to look for me, you can find me on Instagram at Colin Ferguson. Look up Blankenfort Chronicles anywhere. I'll be on there sometimes. On Tuesdays, we do our Twitch stream talking about Marvel movies. And really, if you really want to come find me, if you're in New York and want to visit like a really cool bartender, get a hold of me on Instagram, and I'll
Right.
tell you where I'm
Yes,
at.
I do. All right, man. Well, it was fucking good recording with you, as always. Thank you for coming into the fold.
Yeah, dude, thanks for
And have a
having me.
good
Thanks
day.
for asking me to be a part
Recording.
of it.
Hopefully, more in the future. Yeah, man. Fuck, I think that's it.
All right, dude. Well, cheers, I
Cheers.
guess.
Yeah, salud.